Welcome back to the PFF College Football Show. I'm your host, Dalton Wasserman. And, of course, Max Chadwick couldn't trust me to do the show all by myself. So we got our good friend again to talk to, Jim Nagy, the executive director of the Reese's Senior Bowl. Jim, how you doing today?
I'm good, Dalton. Good to be with you.
All right, so something I was curious about, you know, before we dig into more of the class, and we're going to talk about a lot of defense today, but I'm curious about one of my favorite things is that NFL coaching staffs get to work with these players throughout this process, through the practices, and through the Senior Bowl game, right? And it's always the angle taken of, okay, the coaching staffs, they get to see more of these players. But I want to ask you, what kind of feedback have you gotten from players in the past about what it was like to work with NFL coaching staffs for the first time as they acclimate to more of an NFL way of life?
Yeah, it's a big week for those guys. They're excited to work with NFL coaches, obviously. You know, but the whole week is kind of set up like an NFL week. It's pretty rigorous by design, because the NFL lifestyle is pretty taxing, man. You know, like these teams are trying to get a gauge on who's mature enough and equipped, you know, mentally to get through the grind of an NFL week. So this is really the best opportunity for the players to show that. But yeah, it's a great, I mean, I've got a lot of feedback from players over the years. They feel like they're better players leaving Mobile when they showed up here. So that's, you love hearing that kind of stuff.
That's great stuff for sure. And I think it's a great experience just to go into and get an idea before the draft of getting acclimated to that. All right, so something you mentioned in passing in our last episode with you was the talent. You thought the defensive line class was maybe the most talented group of anybody in this draft, right? And I think I just want your overall thoughts on this, on the guys, first of all, that you have coming to the Senior Bowl on the defensive line. There's a lot of big names. And just the defensive line talent in general, because I agree with you, it may be the best position unit in this entire 2025 class.
Yeah, there's some big names already announced, and there's a lot more bigger names that we haven't announced yet because they're underclassmen. So can't wait to push some of these junior names out. I think it's going to get people excited about coming down here. And the one-on-ones are always, you know, kind of the main attraction of the week. And this year it's going to be pretty special.
So on that, expanding on that, because I think we've talked before, too, about how the teams that are successful in the NFL right now have balance. They can run the football right. Detroit, Philadelphia, Buffalo, Kansas City, Washington. And then we talked about how too high safety looks are kind of taken over, and that's why teams are taking advantage. So, you know, I think about guys that you've invited here, like a Landon Jackson or a Ty Robinson, who are excellent run defenders. Do you think defensive linemen and being standout run defenders, even though the traditional stats don't really portray that as much when they're great run defenders outside of maybe tackle for loss, do you think those guys are becoming more important as we get these defensive looks and as teams start running the ball more?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to take a guy out of the box and play him deep in coverage, you better be good with your front seven. You better be able to stop the run game with your front seven. So, yeah, I think so. I think, you know, there was, you know, a time when I first took this job where the league was kind of trending away from bigger bodied defensive linemen. I think it's kind of swinging back. You know, it always kind of goes and ebbs and flows. I think we're seeing bigger guys, stouter guys go higher in the draft. Teams used to wait on those guys. And those guys you brought up, I mean, they're Landon Jackson, Ty Robinson. They're a couple of our favorite guys. I think they're both slam dunk top 100 draft picks. So, I do. I think you got to be able to stop the run in that league. But that's what it comes down to, especially this time of the year. You get into December and January, that's what you want to build your football team for. So, you know, the good teams can do it with their front seven.
Love that. And I love running through our run defense grades and finding those guys because, you know, they may not be the guys who put up all the traditional stats, but games are won in the trenches for sure. But even though they are, we got a lot of skill guys in this draft too. And the defensive back class is a really talented one too. Obviously at the very top, we're going to talk about guys like Travis Hunter and Will Johnson and Ben Morrison, but it feels like a deep cornerback class and a safety class that's kind of resurging after being kind of weak the last couple of years. I just want your idea on this specifically. We've seen so many great wide receivers coming into the league over the last 4 or 5 years. It feels like there's just no ceiling on wide receiver talent, but do you see the defensive back talent, especially the cornerback talent, starting to catch up athletically and just in a skill sense to these elite wide receivers that it feels like come out every single year now?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a good DB class. I think you nailed it talking about the safety class. I think it's a better safety class than it's been the last few years. We've honestly struggled to find, you know, 10 safeties that we feel really good about being, you know, solidly draftable players when we bring them here to Mobile. You know, I mean, last year was pretty good on the top end. I mean, we had Cole Bishop, Javon Buller, Tyke Smith. I mean, those guys were all top 100 picks. And then a guy like Evan Williams went just outside the top 100. And I mean, he's going to be probably first team all rookie for the Green Bay Packers. So, but this year's safety class is deeper. I think we're getting down there in that we think there's probably 15, 16 draftable safeties this year. And it certainly helps to be able to bring some juniors. We're going to have a couple of junior safeties in that mix that will help the overall group. But yeah, back to your question about the wide receiver corner thing. I mean, I think parents have a really tough decision right now. You're seeing wide receivers get paid all this money, but it's become kind of a dime a dozen position. You got to be really, really good. But if you are really, really good, then you're going to get paid top dollar. To me, if I had a son that was a 6 foot corner that could, you know, could run and cover people, stick with people, I'd probably want to play him at corner. So, but we'll have some good one-on-ones there too. You know, talked about the one-on-ones in the trenches. The perimeter ones will be good this year too. I've already started to look at what those matchups might look like in practice. There'll be some fun ones.
All right, let's take a quick break from our video to talk about our sponsor, Fabric by Gerber Life. The new year is a great time to reevaluate financial goals, not just for yourself, but for your kids. Now is the perfect time to make sure your kids are on a path toward a solid financial future. A kid's investment account from Fabric by Gerber Life is quick and simple to set up and lets you invest in their future now for education, big milestones, and more. Fabric by Gerber Life was designed by parents for parents to make it easy to plan for and manage your family's financial path. With a kid's investment account from Fabric, you can start investing in your child's future today. It's all online, and setting up an account could take you just 5 minutes. Then you can manage your child's account and monitor their investments right from your phone. Start with just $20 with no contribution limits, tax advantages, and your funds are SIPC insured up to $500,000, plus no commission fees and just a low flat monthly maintenance fee. Join the thousands of parents who trust Fabric to help protect their family. Start investing in your child today at meetfabric.com/PFFNFL. That's meetfabric.com/PFFNFL. meetfabric.com/PFFNFL. Portfolios managed by Fort Washington Investment Advisors Incorporated. Additional services provided by Apex Clearing Corporation. All investing is subject to risk. Learn more at meetfabric.com. And now back to our interview with Reese's Senior Bowl Executive Director, Jim Nagy. I want to ask you, too, because it's something I love looking at as we get closer to the draft for those DBs, is scheme fits as well. Because, you know, college teams go about things different ways. Some of them are cover three teams, some cover four, some are press man teams. I think about, you know, like Devon Witherspoon coming out of Illinois. They run a ton of cover one. Is that something you try to put guys in all situations, you know, in the practices to go, okay, is this a man guy? Is it a zone guy? And how much do the coaching staffs really keep track of that sort of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. We want to put these guys in situations that the teams haven't seen them play on tape. So, you know, the easy example is probably Jalen Petrie a couple years ago, great safety for the Houston Texans. I think Jalen's in his third year now. But when he came down here, I mean, the dude was a kind of an apex defender at Baylor, and they fired him on blitzes. He had 17 tackles for loss or whatever he had his last year at Baylor. You really never saw the guy in man coverage. You never saw him play from depth. And so when we got him to Senior Bowl week, that's what we did. We played him a lot of deep safety looks. He did a lot of one-on-one stuff, you know, obviously in one-on-one drills, and showed that he can do that in man coverage. So that's what we do, you know, and you try to put offensive linemen positions they haven't played. You'll cross train some receivers at running back and vice versa. That's what this game is all about, is just to show off the versatility. I mean, sometimes guys get pigeonholed in college, or they get recruited by one staff and a new coaching staff comes in and they don't really fit, but they don't want to transfer, so they stay. So we're just trying to showcase what these guys do best.
I agree, absolutely. And positional fit is really, it's kind of big. And I want to ask you about one specific guy here, and it's a similar question I asked you with the slot receivers on the offensive line. Sebastian Castro from Iowa, over the last 2 years, really been the best slot corner in college football, and it looks like he's going to stay there or maybe even move to safety. But let's say he stays at slot corner. How important do you think that is, that these teams are looking for elite slot corners, like a guy like Castro who can fill in with so much 11 personnel being played on offense and so much nickel defense being played? Do you see it becoming more of a premium position? We saw a guy like Jerrion Jones this past year. Now he's in Jacksonville playing well. We're seeing more slot corners become, you know, more important in these drafts. Do you think Castro's a guy that could go early, and are we going to see an increase on the stock value of elite slot corners in this draft and in future drafts?
I think all good defenses have a playmaking slot. I know the teams I worked for, looking back on some of the defenses, whether it was like Asante Samuel that we had in New England, I mean, if you have a guy in there that can make plays, I mean, that's a game changer to have a guy in there. So, I mean, to me, Drew Phillips right now is probably the best rookie in the league in the slot. He might be one of the best in the league right now in the slot is a first year player. And Castro is that guy. I think every team right now is looking for that nickel free, kind of that interchangeable guy. I mean, that's a really valuable guy to have on your roster. I think we see it in Seattle right now. Kobe Bryant, they had an injury there up in Seattle, and Kobe was kind of playing some nickel. Now they moved him back to safety, and he's taken off. The defense looks different now with Kobe Bryant playing free safety. So if you got a guy that can do both things, any kind of flexibility is valuable. But that nickel free spot is something that I think every team is targeting right now.
All right, I'll get you one more here, and it would be remiss of me to not ask about the third phase and the specialists. And I'm just curious. Obviously, the game is a high-pressure environment for guys like kickers and punters, right? And I know it's not a full-speed special teams thing that happens in the game, but in practice, with NFL coaching staffs watching and scouts watching, how do you create these high-pressure environment for these specialists in the third phase to really get that out of them and see what they can handle under pressure?
Yeah, I mean it is pressure, right? I mean, there's not a packed stadium, screaming and yelling, but when you've got NFL GMs and special teams coaches there on the field, 10 feet from you, watching you try to hit a kick at the end of practice, because that's what'll happen. The head coaches will call the kicker up and let him try to make a kick at the end of practice or something like that. So, it's big. There's elements down here too, which I think is good for these guys if they show they can deal with the wind and deal with the not the rain anymore. We've got an indoor covered facility, so we can go under that on the rainy days. But we love having those guys down here. More than anything, it's just a good time for the teams to really drill down and connect with these guys and learn them as people. Because when you go into a school as a scout, you're doing the bulk of your work on the position players, right? Like, of course, you'll talk to the special teams coordinator and whatnot. But the guys making the picks in every building, I mean, you can talk to any GM that's ever worked in the National Football League. No GM has ever picked a specialist. That is that every single time a guy gets picked, that is the special teams coach signing off on that player. You got to get the sign off of your special teams guy. So we do. We put a spotlight on those guys. We do a big Zoom call before they get to Mobile with all the special teams coaches. And then when they come down here, they get a lot of time with them as well.
Love that. And you're right. Every spot on the roster matters. Jim, I just want to tell you, we really appreciate having you on this show and you giving us all the insight into the Senior Bowl in the draft process that you've given us. And we just can't wait to be down there in Mobile and talk to you down there with all these guys on the field.
Yeah, Dalton, man, this is great. Appreciate you and you guys talking about the game and profiling the game. It means a lot. So excited to get you down. If we don't connect before the holidays, man, have a great holidays. And hopefully we'll talk in before you guys get down here.
You too, Jim. We appreciate it big time. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.